The first reading this morning was from the prophet Zephaniah. Now, of all the prophets from the Old Testament, the least well-known is Zephaniah. And the reason for that is that his book, he has a whole book in the Old Testament, but the whole book is only three chapters. You can read it in about 3 minutes. Even though it's short, it's very important. He's writing at a time that Israel, Judah, Jerusalem is in decline. It's collapsing. And like every nation or culture or society, when they're beginning to go into decline, when they're beginning to be on the edge of disaster, they sense it. They know it. Now, at the time he's writing this, the people of Judah just know the clock is ticking. And they were right, because within a very short time, the Babylonians will come in and destroy Jerusalem, Judah, everything, the temple, everything. So Zephaniah is speaking to them, and he's saying, yes, this is going to happen. Your instincts are right. It's going to collapse. But then he puts a piece of hope in there. And he says, but even though it all collapses, there's going to be a small number of you, a remnant, who will persevere. And that small number will be so good that they will be the seed for a whole new Judah, a whole new Jerusalem, a whole new Israel, the remnant. And he's saying, yes, we'll be destroyed, but it's purification. And we will be regenerated by the small number of faithful people who have in them a special kind of heart, a heart connected to God. Well, 500 years pass by, and we come to today's gospel. And in today's gospel, which is written by Matthew, and Matthew is very much aware of everything that has happened. He's aware of Jesus. He walked with Jesus. He listened to Jesus. And in his gospel, in this chapter, he is recording a sermon that Jesus gave. And in recording the sermon that Jesus gave, Matthew is echoing Zechariah. Everything had been destroyed by the Romans just a few years before Matthew writes this gospel. Jerusalem ripped down stone by stone. The temple totally destroyed. The Jewish priesthood eliminated. The Jews dispersed to all the neighboring kingdoms, and Rome took over. And Matthew is writing, and he's saying to them, yes, it all collapsed. But remember the prophecy. Remember the remnant, that there will be a small group. And from that small group who have a certain kind of heart, there will be a new Jerusalem, a new people of God, a new promised land. And he captures that moment when Jesus talks about it in the fourth chapter of his gospel. And this morning, we're reading the very first sentences of that gospel. We're going to go back to it, that chapter, next week. We're going to go back to it the next week. And we're going to go back to it the next week. It's going to take us 4 weeks to get through one chapter in Matthew. But it's all about that remnant that's going to reconstruct, regenerate God's land, God's world. And it all hinges on a little group of people with a special heart. Now, the first part of the gospel, of the chapter that we read this morning, is describing that heart. What does the heart of this remnant look like? And Jesus describes it. And And he says that that heart is blessed. The Beatitudes. So this week, next week, the week after, and the week after, we want to meditate on this, because obviously we want to be part of the remnant. Yes, we want to be part of that seed that regenerates the world as God intended it to be. I mean, don't we say, don't we pray all the time, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven"? Well, how is it going to be done? It's going to be done by those people, that little group of people that have a special heart. A heart that's blessed beatitudes, a heart that is happy, a heart that is completed, a heart that is actually the heart of goodness. And if you think about goodness, goodness is really godness. The remnant has a heart that resembles the heart of God. And that means that you and I have to work very, very hard at creating within us a heart that resembles the heart of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.